Happy feast day. This awesome feast day. The Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we always get the questions asked, why do you believe this? Why do you believe that about Mary? And really, it's all contained in Scripture. The Assumption is actually in the book of Revelation. She is taken away. She's given wings of, like a bird, and she flies away to a place that is preserved for her. Book of Revelation, chapter 12. That's the Assumption. Why was she assumed into heaven? Why? The quick answer is because she's the greatest of all creation. It's kind of funny. I find it ironic. You get a lot of people outside the church will say, point at the church saying, you're being mean to women. You're just about suppressing women. It's like, well, wait a minute. Myself as a priest, I have to be obedient to Mary because she's obedient to her son. She's the greatest of all creation. She's a creature, but she's the greatest of all creation. We so highly esteem this woman that, you know, we use her as a model. Not just women, but men too, and me as a priest. Why? Because what she says in the Bible. She was the first one in the church to say, fiat. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. And she was the first in the church to say, do whatever he tells you. And so as John Paul II talks about the school of Mary, where we learn to be obedient to Jesus Christ, not out of a servitude, but out of a love for Jesus Christ, because she loved him first. Who is the one that loves us the first? Our mothers. She is the mother of Jesus. She is the first one to love Jesus. She is the first one to have him lay his head upon her chest as a little baby. And she is the first one to be there at the foot of the cross. And of course, she is the first one in whom Jesus Christ would welcome bodily into heaven. Reminding ourselves that Jesus got his humanity from Mary. And so humanity is raised up with Mary into the Assumption. So it's not just about Mary, it's about us and our hope that we too would be with her, that Mary would take us with her into heaven because it is where Jesus received his humanity. And so we have this great day, and this is why we have been doing for many of us who have decided to do it, the St. Louis de Montfort, total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Total consecration to Jesus through Mary. And so we consecrate ourselves to Mary, but in the sense that Mary is the means by which we get to our ends, Jesus. So she is the instrument in which Jesus chooses us to use so that we can be close to him. Mary offers that gentleness. We say we always get afraid of God. We have this God complex. We always have this idea, as much as we have the divine mercy, the Sacred Heart image, we always have this image of God with a lightning bolt. And we try to overcome that, but we can't. We always have this conjuring up in our mind because we know intuitively God is all-powerful, and we fear that. That's a human inclination. And so Jesus gives us the saints and Mary to help us. We have a relationship with these people truly alive in heaven. And so we consecrate ourselves. We're not consecrating ourselves to the dead because we truly believe she is living and all the saints in heaven are living. And so we can talk to them just like we could talk to anybody else. And so he gives us this wonderful mother, this mother who never said no. She never said no to God. And that's what makes her heart immaculate. What is sin? Sin is our no to God. That is the essence of what sin is. Mary never did that. And so now we go to her so that we can learn from her how to always say yes to him. And we give our heart to her heart because she never said no to him. She always wants the divine will to happen. And so there's a security in knowing that Mary is always there for us. Her heart is immaculate, pure. And so she's assumed into heaven. She's brought to heaven. It is her purity bought by the price of the blood of the Lamb that now she can be our mother and guide us safely to him. And so now what we will do is, for those who have been doing the total consecration, I made some copies, sorry about the smaller print. I tried to fit it on one page. You'll see pieces of paper on the ends of each pew. There's one piece of paper on each end of each pew. If you did the total consecration, if you want to do it, so not this is not required of everybody, but we'll pray together this total consecration at the end. This is the 34th day for those who did the total consecration. It's 33 days of preparation. Today's the 34th day. You know, if you didn't do the preparation prayers, fine. If you want to do it, do it, great. If not, pass it on. Do whatever you want with that. And so I'll go down and kneel down and pray these prayers with you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal and incarnate wisdom, O sweetest and most adorable Jesus, true God and true man, only Son of the Eternal Father and of Mary, always Virgin, I adore thee profoundly in the bosom and splendors of thy Father during eternity, and I adore thee also in the virginal bosom of Mary, thy most worthy mother in time of thine incarnation. I give thee thanks for that thou hast annihilated thyself, taking the form of a slave, in order to rescue me from cruel slavery of the devil. I praise and glorify thee for that thou hast been pleased to submit thyself to Mary, thy holy mother, in all things, in order to make me thy faithful slave through her. But alas, ungrateful and faithless as I have been, I have not kept the promises which I made so solemnly in thee in my baptism. I have not fulfilled my obligations. I do not deserve to be called thy child, nor yet thy slave. And as there is nothing in me which does not merit thine anger and just an august majesty, it is on this account that I have recourse to the intercession of thy most holy mother, whom thou hast given me for a mediatrix with thee. It is through her that I hope to obtain of thee contrition, pardon of my sins, and the acquisition and preservation of wisdom. Hail then, O Immaculate Mary, living tabernacle of the divinity, where the eternal wisdom willed to be hidden and to be adored by angels and by men. Hail, O Queen of heaven and earth, to whose empire everything is subject with such hail under hell God. Hail, O source of sinners, whose mercy fails no one. Hear the desires which I have of the divine wisdom, and for that end receive the vows and offerings which in my lowliness I present to thee. I, Father Timothy Barr, a faithless sinner, renew and ratify today in thy hands the vows of my baptism. I renounce forever Satan, his pomps and works, and I give myself entirely to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom, to carry my cross after him all the days of my life, and to be more faithful to him than I have ever been before. In the presence of all the heavenly court, I choose thee this day for my mother and mistress. I deliver and consecrate to thee as thy slave my body and soul, good works, both interior and exterior, and even the value of all my good actions, past, present, and future, leaving to thee the entire and full right of disposing of me and all that belongs to me, without exception, according to thy good pleasure, for the greater glory of God in time and eternity. Receive, O benignant Virgin, this little offering of my slavery in honor of and in union with that subjection which the eternal wisdom deigned to have to thy maternity, in homage to the power which both of you have over this poor sinner, and in thanksgiving for the privileges with which the Holy Trinity has favored thee, I declare that I wish henceforth, as thy true slave, to seek thy honor and to obey thee in all things. O admirable Mother, present me to thy dear Son as his eternal slave, so that as he has redeemed me by thee he may receive me. O Mother of Mercy, grant me the grace to obtain the true wisdom of God, and for that end receive me among those whom thou lovest and teachest, whom thou leadest, nourishest, and protectest as thy children and thy slaves. O faithful Virgin, make me in all things so perfect a disciple, imitator, and slave of the incarnate wisdom, Jesus Christ thy Son, that I may attain, by thine intercession and by thine example, to the fullness of his age on earth and of his glory in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.